Good morning. It is 10:10 and time for our report from Coffeeville Friends of Animals. And we'll get back to open line. We have Becky Barnhart who joins us on the line. Good morning, Becky. How's it going?
It's going just fine. Good morning to everyone. It's kind of a nice morning out there. I hope people got out and enjoyed the cooler weather this morning. Maybe got the dog out and did a little walking. And like I said, it started off to be a nice morning. So we have only one adoption to talk about this week, and of course that's better than zero, but we had a very adorable little kitten. Aurora was adopted, and she's kind of a little calico with some really cute pictures of her on Facebook that we had placed. And the good news is, after the Coffeeville Summer Celebration, where we're kind of holding our breath about how many dogs we might get in that were frightened, but zero, and that is good news. Zero came in, so everyone was very careful about their pets, and if they did run, they got home. So that's probably the best news of all, is that situation didn't happen. So I wanted to talk about some of the things that we kind of need right now, because at the shelter, we have 14 puppies. We sound like the 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, good 14, grief.
But oh, my. They're not all of the same litter. There are, I think there's maybe two or three litters out there. And so some of the things that we need, of course, we'd certainly appreciate some puppy chow for them. And Danny and I were speaking this morning about it. And also maybe toys that are really, they're engineered for puppies to help them with that chewing. You know, their little teeth are driving them nuts, so they chew on everything they can get a hold of. So if we could have some special puppy toys come in, we think that would be really wonderful for these little groups. We have, Danny said he will have pictures posted this morning, new pictures on our Facebook page, and that's Coffeeville Friends of Animals. There are, there's one litter that's particularly, as he said, it's just a gorgeous litter of puppies. They're just kind of outstanding. They're all cute, but this group kind of stands out a little bit more. And one of the four is a little husky-looking little gal. She's a little girl, just pretty as she can be. The litter split up, two boys and two girls. But she's the only one that kind of looks like she's the husky. And the other three in the litter have more of that terrier lab look. And so if you're curious about our puppies and want to check them out, go to our Facebook page and check them out. Better yet, as I always say, come out and see them at the shelter. But 14 puppies, we're needing some special donations at this time for them. Other donations, of course, we're still very tickled to death to get treats for all of the animals and those really hard toys for the older dogs. Dawn, we're going through Dawn right now, giving them baths because of the flea and tick season that we have going on. They also ask for dryer sheets and paper towels. Kitty litter, we also kind of need that. We've got several kittens in the kitten room, so we could use some kitty litter. Kitty food, apparently, we're doing just fine with. And we can always use dog food. So, as I said, we don't turn down anything that comes out there because it can be put to use. And we do appreciate the great donations that come in really very often. So, what else did I want to talk about? I kind of just wanted to visit about all the puppies that we have. And hopefully we won't be seeing this many puppies here in the next few months, because we do have that free spay and neuter program that we partnered with the city and Animal Clinic of Southeast Kansas, with the three of us partnered together and would have this clinic. I kind of remind people about that. It was an application type situation and it quickly filled. We think we're going to be able to take care of 70 to 80 dogs, and then there is a waiting list. I think they said they had 210 applications. So we're hoping to do this again. This is not going to be a one splash in the pan. We're hoping to be able to do this annually and maybe even semi. And, you know, we're just trying to get a handle of all the animals that are out there. We know the cost of veterinarian care is increasing all the time. And we know people love their pets and want a pet. And they should be able to have pets. So we're hoping we can help with the financial side of that by having them spayed and neutered. When you adopt an animal at the shelter, remember this. When you adopt that animal, it has all of its vaccinations up to date. It will be spayed or neutered and wormed. We do the worming also. So all of that is included in the cost of your adoption fee. and dogs are $100, and the dogs and, or the puppies, excuse me, the kittens and the cats are $65. But what a bargain. What a bargain. You go start pricing the cost of veterinarian care, you'll see that it is. It's a good deal. So you have a dog. You know what I'm
talking about. That's right. It adds up. It really does. It sure adds up. So this is a great, you know, people are really coming out ahead with this is the bottom line.
They are. They really are. And this is possible to be able to keep this cost this low because of the fact, again, we partnered with the city and then all the wonderful donations that come in. I mean, that's how we're doing this. But we want to keep that adoption fee as low as we can because areas around, their prices have gone higher. You know, you check, there's more. It just costs more. And this works. This works for us. We're able to do this, and we're glad to do it, and we just like to see some more animals be adopted. So check us out. If you're thinking about getting a pet, come out to the shelter first before you maybe venture off somewhere else and see if you can't find a really lovely pet for your home, because we've got a bunch. The kittens, like I told you, we've got several kittens that are still with us, and they are featured on our Facebook page. There's some calicos in there. There's one that's a minx mix. Little ear tufts, you know, little hair comes out of her ears, and little bobtail. Beautiful little kittens. So, and they're young. These kittens are very young, so they're the perfect age to bring home and train them on the litter box, which is what they are trained anyway. But just things that you need to socialize the kittens and that kind of thing. It's a good time to come out and pick out our kittens. We've still got five out there. Two males are yellow, and then there's two females that are calico. So maybe that's three. Must be three males that are yellow, because that would make five, wouldn't it?
That's right.
And you know, and then we also just have some that are black in color, and check those kittens out. And then I've already spoken about the puppies that we have. Good grief. Any size, any color, what Danny was saying. And then I want to talk about our group that's been with us for some time. Good dogs. It just hasn't worked out yet. One I'm going to spend a little bit more time on is we call him the old man dog. He's not as old as it sounds, but he is older than most, put it that way. But we call him old man. And I asked Danny today. I said, well, what is his name? So he asked Emily, one of the staff workers out there, what do you guys call it? We call it Danny's dog. So if you're interested in a really well-behaved older dog, you need to come out and check out Danny's dog. And it's going to be, he's going to have pictures of him on Facebook. There's nothing special about him except he's just got a good soul, a good heart. He does have a leg that he carries. He's been crippled, but he's healthy. He enjoys just being at the shelter. Danny says he walks out of his kennel, does his business. He walks back in, very nice mannered. He smiles. He's one of these dogs that you've seen them, that the upper lip comes up, and they're not snarling at you. They're actually smiling, and he has a smile that he'll give you, too. So come out and check out the old man Danny's dog if you're looking for an older boy. We also still have Nikki with us. He's a fixed Calahoula looking. He is brown with a white face. Lana is a gorgeous German Shepherd. She's about 5 or 6 years old, walks on a leash. She's beautiful. Just looks like a beautiful German Shepherd. We have Todd and Copper still with us. They're the smaller black and white kind of patched dogs. They're probably about 3 years old, and they have a very good temperament, very nice dogs. Brownie's beautiful. She's a tan color. I just keep saying it, but it's the truth. These are really good dogs. They just haven't had the opportunity to find the right person to come in and check them out. She's older, too. She's 4 years old, and she has a white chest, and she's got a beautiful tan color to her. Who else was I going to mention? It seemed like there was Brownie, Todd and Copper, Nikki. I mentioned maybe I hit the group that I really wanted to hit on today, and I know those names sound familiar, but they're there, and they're great dogs. If you don't want to hear me talk about them, then come out and see some adoptions.
There you go.
I'll get you out there.
That's right.
I'll get you to get me to be quiet. Just come out and do some adoptions for me. But
come out
anyway,
and check
we
them
got,
out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so just come out and check them out.
That's right. Come check them out. But the puppies out there, we've got some cute names. We've got Sheriff out there, and we have Slinky and Flo. I like the name Flo. We have Violet and Cecilia. So they're funny with their names, Rex and Dakota out there. So anyway, come out to the shelter and check out some of these wonderful animals that I've been speaking about. And if you want to do some volunteering before school starts, that's something that we would also welcome. They are open from Tuesday to Saturday, and it's 9 to 4 are their hours, and they're closed Sunday and Monday to the public. They're there. The telephone number is 620-252-6060, located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. My tip for the day is please watch the pads when you've got your animals out walking, because I know this morning's been kind of a nice morning, but it is hot, so make sure you're not burning their little pads when they're out walking with you. So take very good care of them. If you truly want to see some of these animals, come out to the shelter. But if you don't have that opportunity, go to Facebook and check out. The city has their own Facebook page, Coffeyville Animal Shelter. And then, of course, CFA, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We have our page up and going. So we appreciate everyone that does support the shelter. And I appreciate people listening in, because I know they do. They aren't adopting the way they should, but they are listening to see what's going on. So that's a good thing, too. So anyway, we appreciate the time.
All right. Well, hey, Becky, always good to chat here, and we look forward to talking again soon.
All right. Thank you, and everybody have a safe week.
All right. Yep, you as well. That is Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and we'll be back to your calls here in just a moment after a quick check of some ag news brought to you by Elm Haven Healthcare Facility.